Episode 4. This is the fourth part in our ninth annual mini-series dedicated to the Catholic Church's beautiful teaching on the dignity of every human life. If you have missed an episode, don't worry, here is a little review. In episode 1, we ask the question, who is on the side of the gospel of life? And we found that the answers were very surprising. We discovered that people you would think would be on the side of the gospel of life, people in your own family, people in your own church, people in your own presbyterate, people in your own political party are not on the side of the gospel of life. Sad to say. And equally surprising, we discovered that people who are not in your clique, who are not part of your card club, who are not your friends, people who are not even Catholic, people who aren't even part of your political party, we discovered are actually on the side of the gospel of life. We are united in solidarity with all people, with our Christian cousins, with Jews, with Muslims, with Hindus. We are united with all people, regardless of race, religion, or political party, who defend the gospel of life of Jesus Christ from the moment of conception until natural death. 2 weeks ago in episode 2, we talked about the dignity of married life. And we were reminded that God is the author of holy matrimony, not the state of Minnesota, not the Congress. God creates marriage. It was God's idea, not your passions, to bring man and woman together and unite them in one flesh. And so what God has joined together, no man can separate. We learned that divorce and remarriage is contrary to God's plan. According to Jesus, those who divorce their wives and marry someone else commit adultery. And we urge all of those in this situation to come see me, so that your marriage can be right with God. Last week in episode 3, we reflected on the current moral topic of stem cell research. And we discovered that as Catholics, we can support research and therapy using stem cells obtained by means that do not destroy a human being. For example, the use of adult stem cells or stem cells retrieved from umbilical cords. Indeed, there have been over 69 different cures for different cancers and diseases that have been discovered from adult stem cell research. On the other hand, Catholics reject embryonic stem cell research. Embryonic stem cell research is evil because a little tiny baby has to be killed for the sake of a scientific theory. We learned the Catholic principle, you can never do evil that good may come of it. And so no matter what good embryonic stem cell research might give, remember it's a theory, to an individual or community, nothing justifies the killing of a little tiny child in the womb of his mother. As Bishop Harrington rightly says in the Courier for October 2006, when state or federal legislation is proposed to approve embryonic stem cell research, and it is being proposed, And when political candidates publicly endorse such programs, and they are endorsing such programs, the bishop says we need to speak out and talk about the immorality of such evil actions. And that brings us to episode 4. The focus of episode 4 is found, as always, rooted in the inspired sacred text in sacred scripture. And the theme between the first reading and the gospel today is simple. It's a theme of suffering. A theme of suffering. Particularly suffering with Jesus. James, our patron, and John go up to the Lord and say, "Jesus, we want you to do whatever you ask us. Whatever we want you to do, that's what we want. Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we tell you." And Jesus says, "What do you want?" And James, our patron, and John say, "Well, what we want is for us to sit at your right and your left in the kingdom of heaven." And Jesus says, "You don't have a clue what you're asking for. Can you drink of the cup I am to drink of? Can you be baptized in the baptism with which I am baptized in?" In other words, Jesus is saying, "Can you suffer with me? Can you drink of the cup I am to drink of on Mount Calvary, the fourth and final cup of the Passover meal? Can you be baptized?" In other words, can you be immersed? That's what baptism means. Can you be immersed in the suffering that I'm going to be immersed in? Can you do that? And James and John say boldly, "We can." And Jesus says, "And you will. You will share in my suffering." To share in someone's suffering. It's a great word in English. The English word to share in somebody's suffering is compassion. Compassion. It comes from two Latin words, very simply, cum, meaning with, and passio, meaning to suffer. Cum passio, compassion, literally means to suffer with someone. It's totally different than sympathy, which is a Greek word that means to feel sorry for someone. Compassion means to suffer with someone. Jesus is saying, "Can you have true compassion on me? Can you suffer with me?" Now, it's probably no surprise to you that there are parts of Christ's body that are still suffering. Christ is still suffering. That's not heresy. The body of Christ, his arms and his hands and his legs and his feet, Christ's body, the church, there are some members who are still suffering. Can we share in their suffering? You probably know people in the same pew as you, in your family, that live next door to you, that sit in the desk next to you at school, that are suffering. That's not too difficult, is it? There are people that are suffering from physical pain because of cancers, various diseases, surgeries. There are people who are suffering intense emotional pain because of addictions or depressions, or they've just lost a loved one. There are people who are suffering financial hardships. They lost their job. They don't have food to go to the grocery store. They've suffered from natural disasters. There are people who are suffering spiritually as well, suffering intensely in their soul because of different dark nights of the soul or other persecutions. It's true that there are members of Christ's body right now that are suffering, that need someone to come and wipe their face or anoint their feet and dry their feet with their hair. Christ's body is still suffering. Are we willing to suffer with Christ's body? This past MEA weekend, I spent some time with some of my good friends who I was able to witness their marriage a year and a half ago, and they were very good about afflicting me out of my comfortability. You know, one parishioner said to me so beautifully, and you can laugh at this because it's said so well. One parishioner said, you know, your job, Father, is to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. That's pretty good, isn't it? My job is to comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. That was what Jesus did too, though, right? To those who were afflicted, those who were sick with diseases, those who were tormented by demons, those who were tax collectors and sinners, he came with a message of hope and comfort and love and mercy and a new beginning for those who were afflicted. But to those who had gotten so comfortable in their sin, those who had gotten so comfortable with their wealth or their high position, he said, woe to you rich, and woe to you scribes and Pharisees, you frauds. So that's my job, right? To comfort the afflicted and to afflict the comfortable. And so this past MEA weekend with my friends, they afflicted me out of my comfortability. Because we all are, well, pretty comfortable. And they were telling me about the Minneapolis Crisis Pregnancy Center, where my friend Christina works as the manager there. And she was telling me of all the wonderful families that they help. It's over 2,000 families, I believe, that they help a year. Families that are in crisis at the time of pregnancy. She said that they have to turn away, because of lack of funding, over 800 families in crisis at the time of pregnancy. And I said, you've got to be kidding. 800 families you have to turn away in crisis because of lack of funding at a time of pregnancy? And she said, yes. And I said, you know what that means? I said, that would be as if every single solitary family in my three parishes were turned away. I said, I have 800 families at St. James, St. Mary's, and St. Catherine's. 800 families. That means that every one of you would have to be turned away in time of crisis. It afflicted me out of my comfortability to remember that these are suffering members in the body of Christ. They showed me pictures from their honeymoon. You know what they did on their honeymoon? This is very unique. They went to Honduras. You know what they did in Honduras? They brought suitcases and suitcases and suitcases. Not full of swimming suits and shorts and flip-flops. They brought suitcases and suitcases to Honduras on their honeymoon. Full of crayons, pens, pencils, notebooks, folders, binders, coloring books. For the school children. Who have nothing. Can you imagine doing that on your honeymoon? Going to Honduras and bringing school supplies to these children. And I saw the pictures, the children's faces. Oh my goodness. They were so radiant with joy. Something simple. And it afflicted me out of my comfortability to remember that there are suffering members of the body of Christ here in our community and around the world. Jesus says, I didn't come to be served, but to serve. If you want to be the greatest, you have to be the servant of everybody. If you want to be first, you have to be the slave of everyone. It's not about the great getting greater. It's about serving the lives of the poor and the hungry and the homeless and the unemployed. These are suffering members of the body of Christ. Are we willing to suffer with them? Today is World Mission Sunday. The whole church is celebrating World Mission Sunday. We have to be afflicted out of our comfortability and be sent out to help the suffering members of the body of Christ. We do that so well in our parishes with our mission trips. We've been to the Dakotas, to the Indian reservations. We've been to the southern part of the United States, to Bailulabatri. This coming year in July, we're going to West Virginia to help children ages 9 to 13 just learn some athletic skills. Awesome idea. What an awesome idea to give a week of your time to help these beautiful children who are suffering members of Christ's body just to get some physical good exercise. What a great idea. This is World Mission Sunday. Today we bring comfort to those who are afflicted. We give them a message of hope and forgiveness and a new beginning. And for us who are comfortable, we are afflicted out of our comfortability to remember true compassion for our brothers and sisters who are suffering in the body of Christ. Are you willing to suffer with them? I hope you can say with the vigor and the zeal of St. James, our patron, and St. John, oh yes, we can.